Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, distinguished colleagues. Mr. President, my delegation appreciates you and your team for all your hard work until the very last day of your presidency. I also thank you for providing us with a new draft decision. Mr. President, my delegation notes that this draft is identical to the last year decision on the work of the city. Last year, many delegations expressed their views on the decision contained in CD/2229 and expressed that that draft decision is not an ideal one. I should put on the record that Iran, as a staunch advocate of nuclear disarmament, emphasizes on the importance of implementation of the mandate of this august body as the sole multilateral body mandated to negotiate legally binding disarmament instrument based on its agenda item, in particular nuclear disarmament. The content of this draft decision is not indicative of the city's mandate in accordance with the final document of the SSOD1. But out of respect for multilateralism, we are constructive and flexible if it is acceptable to other city members. Mr. President, furthermore, I would like to share the five following thoughts with regards to the draft. On procedural issues, first, I took note what you said at the beginning of our meeting this afternoon, that the timetable of the meeting of ad hoc committees will be prepared during next week, and I assume that there would be another decision in this regard. Second, last year, there was a confusion with regard to the procedural issues about consideration of the reports of SPs. Though the OP5 of the decision 2229 said that there should be a kind of a decision on the report at the level of SPs, and I quote the OP5 of this draft decision, the reports on the progress achieved and agreed upon by consensus in SPs submitted to the city through the president, end of quote. Nonetheless, we all witness that the city's plenary meeting were engaged in drafting the reports. It should be noted that the mandate of the ad hoc committees will be till the end of the 2023 session. Third, I understand that the new draft is silent on the format of the subsidiary body's meeting. However, I assume that the first and the last meeting of each subsidiary body's meeting can be formal, particularly the very last one, as it would consider the adoption of its report. On substance, Mr. President, first, last year my delegation supported the decisions 2229 with the understanding that it would provide the city with a framework to start its substantive work on a balanced and comprehensive manner, as well as moving forward our collective efforts in consideration of the four core issues, particularly nuclear disarmament and NSAs. Regrettably, the city couldn't adopt the reports of that very two SPs. It is therefore sensible that one inquires, what are we going to do during this year's session? Are we going to just express our national position just like last year? Or is it better to focus on elaborating substantive elements for possible legally binding instruments and options for negotiation? The gist of this draft, if it is going to follow the same approach of last year, is certainly not a way that would advance the substantive work of the city, as PP4 says. We have to move forward even with a single step. The start of our work in the right directions will be the first step in our journey. Second, possible adoption of this draft in no way should be considered as a precedent for the future work of the city, since it is, to my understanding, is detrimental to the role and the status of the city and its mandate. Mr. President, if this draft is going to be adopted, we call on all city members to continue showing their flexibilities in the work of the ad hoc committees. I congratulate the distinguished designated special coordinators of the ad hoc committees and looking forward to working with all of them constructively. Similarly, we are looking forward to constructively working with Ethiopia as the next president of the city. I thank you, Mr. President.